are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. How is it going? I think my voice is getting lower and lower every day. I don't get that. All right, I'm trying to keep my femininity, keep my feminine wiles, and it's just not happening. I'm getting more masculine. You know, it's true. Women, as they age, get more masculine. They do. You start to get, you know, more hair, you on your face, get some male pattern baldness, breasts less buoyant. It's frustrating. But, you know, I was listening to some of my radio shows, you know, back in 2009, and I was sounding like this. I was like, hey, y'all, how's everybody? And now, you know, now I'm like, hey, how's it going? This is Dr. D in the house. So I apologize. If some of you can't tell if I'm male or female today, I'm not sure what's going on with me. Could be sore throat. Could be voice strain. I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad to have you here. Today we are going to be talking about some of your dreams, what they could mean. We have been taking your emails all week at drdahlia.com, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Just want to hear, what's your recurring dream? You know, keep paper cutting yourself. You picked your nose in public during your dream. I just want to hear some of your craziest dreams, and we'll just try to figure it out. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we're speaking about women and masculinizing them. This is interesting. A study came out today saying men prefer dumb-looking women. I don't know. Then I must look smart, because the guys were never fucking around me. Apparently, an article in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior, University of Texas at Austin graduate student Carrie Goetz and her team focus on the sexual exploitability hypothesis, the idea that men are genetically programmed to look for the easy sex. Male participants rated photographs of women who displayed varying levels of cues to exploitability. The cues included being sleepy, stupid, or inert, thus easily exploitable. We identified 22 cues, they said, indicative of sexual exploitability. Really, 19 of these cues correlated significantly with sexual attractiveness. All right, so you mean like not buttoning up your shirt the whole way, having wardrobe malfunctions in front of people, that kind of thing? Men, the researchers think, are quote-unquote born to have little concern for the consequences of casual trysts, given that their bodies produce somewhere around 85 million sperm cells a day. And no wonder you guys want to just sit on the couch when you come home. That's exhausting. You're making that many sperm? All right, so do they give us the signs of what we women do? Okay, these are some of the red flags that a woman may be easy. Lip, lick, bite, like, hi. Over-the-shoulder look, sleepy, intoxicated, tight clothing, fat, short, unintelligent, what? Punk. Oh, and if the girl is touching her own breast in front of you, that means she's a hoochie mama. It doesn't mean she's, you know, that's a, oh my gosh. All right, so let me see. They say once they had pictures of women licking their lips, parting, wearing sexy clothing, the researchers cross-checked them with a separate group of students who presumed that the photos matched the cues. So they took 76 male students and presented them with images of presumably right-for-the-picking women, asking them what they thought of each woman's overall attractiveness, how easy it would be to exploit her using anything from a pickup line to physical force, and her appeal to them as a short-term or long-term partner. The study revealed that images of fat or short women had no effect. The participants of the study did not view them as easy to bed or appealing. But when it came to reading the more psychological and contextual cues, pictures of silly or childish-looking women, women looking sleepy or drunk, men thought they would be a lot easier to score with. More importantly, the dumb-looking and inert women were also perceived as being more attractive than their lucid or intelligent-looking peers. All right, so I don't know how much time or money they spent on the study, But basically, if a woman is sitting there licking her lips, flipping her hair, looking over her shoulder, barely buttoning her blouse, wearing clothes that are too tight, this study, after all this research, right, has proven that men prefer that. I know, shocking. I got to tell you, these are earth-shattering scientific discoveries. I don't get it. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. Now, here's another one. They say women over 30 are more likely to have sex on their first date than their younger counterparts. Huh. I see. I always thought the younger people are more the hoochie mamas, but no. A third of participants from the age bracket admitted that they would get intimate on a first date, compared to just 12% of 24 to 27-year-olds. Now, I'm above 30. What's the 40-plus women? I bet the 40-plus women are going to be like, no, I super glue my knees together. All right, now, this study looked at 1,100 single women, and they say sleeping with someone on a first date is a completely personal decision and down to the two people who are on the date. How do you know somebody enough? How do you know what their STD story is? How do you on just one date? You know, women think they could size a man up pretty easily. And I think there's ways to, you know, I believe in love at first sight, et cetera. But, you know, whatever happened to waiting a little bit and romance and, you know, not including the backseat of a car and just, I don't get it. You know, what are most first dates now? You know, my husband's in my first date. I think we went and saw Apollo 13. I mean, and then I guess had dinner. I mean, not the most sexually enticing type of evening. But no, I'm not going to disclose if we had sex the first date. Probably not. I was really a prude. I was so afraid of getting pregnant when I was in school because I was going to medical school. You get pregnant, no way. I was probably very prude. Hard to remember though back then. That was years ago. And so yeah. I mean, what do you guys do on a first date that warrants doing the hibbity-dibbity afterwards? I mean, I can understand if it was an absolute phenomenal first date, right? You get engaged, you actually get married on that first date, and then you want to have sex. But something tells me you guys aren't getting married on that first date. All right, don't go away. I want to hear from you guys. What are your recurrent dreams? 1-877-DOCADOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared.
Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. Hey, my father-in-law is doing really good. He might be getting out of the nursing home in a couple of weeks.
Oh, thank heavens. He was the one with the knee replacement and the MRI. And he had the flesh-eating bacteria, right?
Now he's a lot better. He's in this nursing home, and they're treating him really good, and his strength is coming back. So they think they're going to reeval him in a couple of weeks, and I think he'll be coming home.
Oh, thank heavens. Gosh, that's good news. I was thinking about you guys about a week or two ago, finding out how he was doing. Oh, thank heavens. I think it helped you getting him to a new hospital and being on top of things.
Yeah, but my recurring dream is I'm dreaming I'm that kid on the cover of Time magazine latched onto that woman's breast.
Oh, jeez. I don't think you want to be that kid. That kid, I bet, is going to be just tarred and feathered in school. It's horrible. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for keeping us posted. You take care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we received multiple calls and emails. I can't play them all. And I want to apologize. I I receive a lot of calls that we can't use. I don't know if it's because of the quality of the call with the I don't know if it's because you guys are in a truck or if it's cell phone, but some of them, and I hear you, I can hear your name, and I kind of get the gist of what you guys are asking, but unfortunately, if they're not of a good sound quality, I can't play them on air. But know that I am listening to each and every one, okay? Unless, of course, it's somebody that's yelling at me cursing, then I don't listen to those. My team does because, you know, they don't want me to curse back. Okay, so here's one. Someone says here, my recurring dream is our dog, a German Shepherd, starts to eat my wife and kids. What could that mean? All right, well, if you have a dog that in your dream or like an animal that eats your wife and kids, what would that, I mean, maybe you don't like your wife, don't like your kids, that could be that, okay? Number two, whenever you dream of, and again, I am not a dreamologist, I'm a family doctor, okay? There's no science to this whatsoever, but it's cool to talk about, okay? And these are my interpretations. Every now and then we talk about dreams on this show, so I think it's really cool. I think, all right, if you have a dream where a loved one is being eaten, okay, and you love them, one is you could be hungry, okay? Number two is you could be having a fear that something's happening. It could be a fear economically. It could be a fear, you know, maybe you were thinking the other day that you didn't have the house completely locked up and secure. So to me, it's a security thing. And I don't think it's because your dog is going to go violent. Usually most of these dreams don't really have to do with what you're dreaming. It signifies something else, right? The other thing, too, is you wonder, did the dog snap at one of you earlier? And so that memory was kept in your brain, and then that came out. I mean, did the dog ever snap? If the dog ever snapped, you could sometimes have a dream that the dog will try and eat your family. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, good. Yeah, all right. That's kind of a bad dream. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Now, a lot of homosexual dreams. Okay, many of you wrote that you were having homosexual dreams and you're straight. Dr. Dolly, I'm not a homosexual, but I occasionally will have a dream about my boss. It's horrifying. I'm not sexually attracted to my boss. Okay, I'm not going to read. When we talked about dreams, we brought up an example of somebody dreaming about their boss and having homosexual acts, full-on acts with their boss. You know, I believe there are many people out there that are straight and have been suppressing some homosexual tendencies. I know many of you are not going to like that answer, but I think a lot of people do have some homosexual tendencies that they suppress, and maybe that could come out in a dream. But most of the time when you dream about doing an act that you wouldn't normally do, it's probably more maybe some of the homophobic type tendencies you could have. You know, sometimes your biggest fears or the things that are maybe the most averting to you will end up coming out in your dreams. You know, you always hear about people hating other people and then making love to them in their dreams. All right. I think it's an issue. I think it's an issue. If you're having any sex dreams with your boss, I think it is you're having a lack of confidence. I think it's that. Number two, I think you have a fear of your boss. Right? It could be that. And you're panicking that you'll do something stupid in front of him. And so a dream where you make an advance to the boss and he accepts it or not, that could kind of signify. I know some of you are probably like, I don't like this interpretation. But look, it happened. Why else? Why else are you dreaming about your boss if you're not attracted to them? Why else? It has to have something to do with your vertical relationship. All right, coworkers, having a sex dream about a coworker is completely different. You have a sex dream about a coworker, you like them. But you have a sex dream of a subordinate or a superior officer. There's more to it. Fear, confidence, feelings of failure, feeling like you're going to embarrass yourself in front of them. You know, and the reason why you're having a sex dream about your boss, stop giggling. We're interpreting dreams, okay? If you don't like what I have to say, the reason why you're having a sex dream with your boss is because you are on a mental level trying to even the playing field. Remember, if you're having some sort of a sexual intercourse or interaction, Okay. There, a lot of times you're on the same playing field if it's consensual, you know, depending who wants to be on top, et cetera. Now we will not get into sexual positions. I really don't want to dissect that, but you see how that could be a part of it. Okay. You know, if you're sitting here very concerned that you're in a position where your boss could fire you, it's not that uncommon you to have a sex dream of, you know, about your boss where you have a little bit more control over the situation. Do you guys get that? Okay. All right. Dr. Dahlia, my alarm integrates into my dream every night, usually for a few minutes. Then I wake up and it's my alarm. Yeah, yes. We talk about this a lot. Remember, you got your visual cortex, you got your cerebral cortexes, you have your temporal lobe. You have all sorts of, you know, the parts of the brain working while you sleep. And when you have a sound that comes to you while you're sleeping, depending on where you are, REM, non-REM, etc., many times your brain is going to try to make heads or tails and incorporate it into the story. So, yeah, many times my alarm before it wakes me up will be, you know, integrated into the dream. And that's very common because, remember, you could still see, you could still hear. You know, many times if I want to give my husband a subliminal message, I will whisper to him while he's sleeping, you know. Like saying, you know, I don't want to go see your mother. And anyways, I'll put that in. Yeah, I'll try to, so I can manipulate his dream or something. Never works, though. Never. It's like, huh, what, huh, my mother? Huh? Like, never mind. But absolutely, absolutely, that happens. Dr. Dahlia, I'm always wearing red in my dream. What could that mean? Huh, you're always wearing red. You could have an affliction for Santa Claus, Christmas. Red is a very powerful color, too. I mean, here's the thing. If you're dreaming about red holiday time, okay, that could just be because you're really inundated with holidays. I mean, if you think about it, we got the Coca-Cola commercials, we got the candy canes. Even though we think green is the dominant color of Christmas, red is the one that's probably going to stick with you because it's a more dominant color in the color spectrum, and we see red more. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you got Santa Claus, you got, you know, papers, all the bloodshed when the kids go and open up the, you know, presents and they all run into each other and have bloody noses. I mean, red always seems to be associated with that time of year. So, again, if it's seasonal, then I would say just because, you know, you got Christmas fever. If not, red, again, it's a very strong color. You're trying to mentally elicit strength. And so maybe in your dream, red is where you get to feel powerful. You know? Okay, this is a dream I have that's recurrent and I hate it. I'm being chased by a bad guy and I'm running through a neighborhood, climbing over fences, running through houses, dodging under coffee tables. And then my legs freeze and I can't walk. And I wake up right before he catches up to me. And it's like a real bad. I mean, it's somebody you want to flee from. So I get that. I also get dreams where I'm paralyzed. I hate those dreams where or I have a dream where I have MS. I don't know why I get those dreams. And I wake up and a lot of times when I wake up, I can't move. And then, you know, once I'm out of that, you know, sleep terror, night terror, et cetera, then I'm able to kind of move. And, yeah, but those are my dreams. Those are, I don't get fun. I know everybody thinks I dream about Lord of the Rings, but no, that's just kind of what happens to me there. I get nightmares about spiders, too. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Ladies, if this is not your first year that you're trying to lose weight, and if it is a source of constant struggle to lose that extra 10 to 20 pounds, then you need to get a pen and a piece of paper ready. Take down this number, 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you like good news, well, this is it. TH-121 is a weight loss formula from Chamonix. It's scientifically formulated to not only lose the fat, but to help you look great. Call now to receive a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You'll also receive a free fat blocker. So call now. It's an absolutely risk-free offer. 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you're like a roller coaster with your weight, do yourself a favor and call now. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916. Order right now and receive a free fat blocker. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook on our Facebook fan page. I love all the new follows. Great to talk to you guys. It's awesome. It's awesome to be able to converse with people that listen to the show. It just makes it so real because I know many of you do not get the show live when you're listening. Many of you can, many of you can't. And so to be able to actually see a face and converse with you that way, it's great. I love it. So make sure you follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Doctor, what does it mean when you're naked in your dreams? Well, naked in your dreams is probably one of the most common things we dream about, and it's not a sexual thing. Naked in your dream, it depends. If you're embarrassed when you're naked, it has to do with confidence, you're feeling vulnerable, or you feeling guilty. if you're naked in a dream, this is from what I understood, you know, and again, I didn't get a lot of dreamology or whatever you would call the science of dreams. But one thing I remember, because we were all giggling in class talking about, you know, naked dreams, right? And then, you know, but I remember it not being sexual by any means. It's more of a feeling of anxiety. Feeling of your having done something you shouldn't, and it's not a good sign when you're naked, because you feel like somebody's gonna uncover your nakedness, right? Wasn't that a biblical quote? I got to be careful. Sometimes my mom listens, and if I misquote the Bible, I'm in trouble. You know, I was talking about paralysis. I am going to look at this. This is a site I like. Again, I don't know how scientific it is. It's called dreammoods.com. And it actually, in alphabetical order, goes through, sorry, I'm fighting a cold, goes through what you could be dreaming and what it could mean. So I'm going to look up here like paralysis, because when I dream, I'm paralyzed. I mean, if I had to interpret, what would that mean? If I'm paralyzed in my dream and I can't move, then I would probably say it means I'm overwhelmed, that I'm in a situation that I feel like I can't get out of. Just like how you all feel right now listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, you feel like you can't get out of the situation, right? You know there's the button, but you're like, nah, I just can't, because, you know, the show may get better as the hour progresses, so I'm kind of stuck that. Okay, so let me see what Dream Mood says. They say, to dream that you are paralyzed reflects the current state of your body while you are dreaming. During the REM state of sleep, your body is really immobile and paralyzed. People report that they cannot run or hit despite how hard they try. No wonder I can't hit my husband, because when he has sleep apnea, wakes me up, man. Symbolically, dreaming that you are paralyzed means you are feeling helpless or pinned down in some aspects or circumstances of your waking life. You see? See? I kind of hit it on the head. You may feel unable to deal with the situation or change anything, like my radio show ratings. Alternatively, the dream suggests that you are feeling emotionally paralyzed. You have difficulty expressing your feelings. That's right. You know, when I see all this talk about Obamacare, I just can't express the love I have for it. You're right. I think I'm paralyzed because I'm scared to death. What's this? Paramedics. If you see paramedics in your dream, it means you have an issue that you need to address immediately before it gets to a critical state. You guys are going to be grossed out by this, but yeah, a lot of women who have periods will have paramedics or doctors in their dreams, because mentally the body knows they're bleeding, right? Like if it's your first day and you weren't prepared, and then you wake up and you're, you know, in a pool full of blood or whatever. Yeah, so a lot of times that could just mean you're having your period and you didn't prepare for it. Always with wings. They have these maxi pads now. I don't know if you ladies, I'm sure the ladies have seen it, but the men don't. They scare my husband when my husband sees these things. They have these maxi pads that go all the way from your belly button all the way to the small of your back, right, in the saddle area. And nothing gets through these things. Although, you know, we won't go into it. But anyway, if you think that's going to happen, I would just get one of those big adult diapers. Also work really well. If you have a dream about a park ranger, to see your dream that you are a park ranger represents control of your subconscious. You're also keeping your emotions in check. Really? Have you, any of you dreamed about a park ranger? A parking attendant. If you dream that you are a parking attendant, it indicates that you are lacking your own direction in life. You are always helping others with their goals. I like to dream that I'm somebody in Congress, you know, and I'm doing absolutely nothing. Let me see. Parking lot. To dream that you're in a parking lot suggests that you need to slow down and take time from your daily activities, or you left your car somewhere. To dream that you cannot find a parking space, this is a big one, indicates your inability to find your place in life. You may still be searching for your niche. I don't know. I think my interpretations are pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Okay, let me see. Is there anything else? If you dream about the national anthem, it means you're pretty patriotic. You got pride and love of your country. Land of the free. Okay, I won't sing. But yeah, and if you sing the national anthem off key in your dreams, it means you're Dr. Dahlia. Now, let me see. What else? Nazi. What does this say? To see a Nazi in your dream represents an evil or merciless force that cannot be reasoned with. You feel that others are putting you down. If you are a Nazi sympathizer, then the dream has the opposite significance. If you're a Nazi sympathizer, you're an idiot. All right. then you should die in your dream. All right. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why don't we kind of put this on hold? If any of you have dreams that you want to call in and talk about, we'll still entertain these throughout the week, or I will email my interpretation back. It's fun. I think dreams are pretty cool. Okay, let me see. Now, this is kind of interesting. They found a mammoth bone flute. So they found a flute that is over 40,000, actually it was used, they believe, in 40,000 B.C. They found it, I believe, in Germany. And it shows that, I guess, cavemen probably jammed. Now, we all think of cavemen banging on drums. And we believe the most primitive form of music was a banging, you know, it was some sort of a beat on a drum. And the fact that, I mean, this looks like a little piccolo. It's a flute made out of mammoth bone, which means they had jamming sessions. And if cavemen back then decided to put music together, that was pretty cool. That's probably where they started to advance, if you really think about it. You know, because you could play an instrument and be very unilateral, but then trying to mix the two, you know, like duets. I always find it interesting to listen to separate tracks of duets. And you're like, how the heck did they think this would mix? You know, but then you have some people, they just know how to do it. You know, when I sing to the radio, and you won't have to hear it, trust me. But when I sing to the radio, I don't sing the melody. I always just pick up the harmony. And I just harmonize. I just don't sing the melody. I like to harmonize. And I think some people are born that way where they just want to interlay another layer of music or another track. And so to see something like this, I mean, I know some of you are like, wait a second, where is she getting all this out of a mammoth flute, mammoth bone flute? Why is there a flute that's 40,000 years B.C. old? All right? They were supposed to be banging on drums. Obviously, somebody was sick of percussion, right? So, as far as I'm concerned, that is just some pretty cool stuff. Okay, now let me see here. All right, this was Tom Hingham from Oxford University led the team that dated the bones. He says, modern humans during the Aurignacian period were in Central Europe at least 2,000 to 3,000 years before climatic deterioration, where huge icebergs calved from ice sheets. Yeah, but what does that have to do with the music? All right. Well, they said people in Central Europe kind of had a musical, you know, man, they had some music, they had some musical ability, much more than my ancestors. And my ancestors, but you know, honestly, I do have very talented people in our family. We're related to Joel Gray. I have a clip from the 50s on my Facebook. I mean, for him to be able to entertain people without using foul language, to sing and dance from the 1950s, Eddie Cantor had introduced him. So Joel Gray, Jennifer Gray's in our family. My mom used to perform on Wayne Newton's show in Arizona when he was just a kid. Grandfather was on radio. So we've got some talented people. I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm the ugly duckling. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of you that have tickets to Elton John's concert have probably heard that the concert has been suspended. He has been hospitalized for a serious respiratory infection. Now, I saw him in concert in Las Vegas. It was very good. Phallically themed. There was some fruit and bananas on the stage. Not sure why, but it was extremely good. I'm a huge Elton John fan. Amazing to see an artist span that many generations. You know, if you think about it, there's very few artists that can have hits that are well received by multiple generations, right? You have Elton John, Billy Joel, Cher, Madonna. I'm seeing my kids rock out to Madonna, right, during the Super Bowl, and it was the same song we rocked out to, you know, when we were younger. Although it was better in the 80s than she did on the Super Bowl, but that's neither here nor there. So Michael Jackson, right? These are people that were able to span multiple decades and have hits that both mom and daughter and possibly grandma or grandpa liked. So I hope he does well. I hope he's able to, I guess his performance, the Million Dollar Piano. Before, I thought it was the Red Piano. I forgot which concert I saw on him. But I gotta tell you, it is very good. He is a performer and very well talented. Love his music. So let's hope he gets better. Somebody that had kind of a tragic week. There was a 100-year-old man who apparently was doing pretty good, had pretty good longevity, pretty healthy. Well, he just got struck by a car driven by a 91-year-old woman. I know, these youthful drivers. What is going on here? So apparently Otto Jensen was a photographer and a former boxer of Burbank, California, was hit and unfortunately died. Now, what is this 91-year-old and why did she hit him? Oh, they don't have too much information on this. Okay. But, you know, boy, don't you hate that? You see somebody who is able to dodge all these medical bullets just to get hit by a car. And honestly, the 91-year-old, she's probably hot rodding like most kids do, you know? It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There's a lot of stories we're going to be covering in the next hour, but I'm going to try to at least give you guys all pieces of them because I know many of you can't listen to the second hour. Looks like there's a New York City elementary school that is going to make Arabic a mandatory requirement and language. Apparently, 200 second through fifth graders at Hamilton Heights School in Harlem is going to be the first public school to require students to learn Arabic. The classes are a result, they say, of a joint program between the Global Language Project and the nonprofit Qatar Foundation International. They say the principal said she selected Arabic as opposed to all the other languages because she believes the language will help the school obtain a more prestigious standing. They say we are teaching them an important language for the future, but exposing them to languages spoken in their own community. Right now, of the 239 students at the school, 22% learn English as a second language. You know, there's a lot of controversy over what second language should be mandatory in school. I mean, right now, most of the schools are taking on Spanish. And I honestly agree with that because I live in the Southwest United States, and I use my Spanish very frequently. So I use it every day. And so, you know, but you have many parents like, well, what about Mandarin? You know, I mean, you know, China is a huge force. And, you know, if our kids want to compete, they should learn Chinese or they should learn Japanese or they should learn. So I was a little shocked that they picked Arabic. I mean, I do understand that, you know, the Arabic community is definitely increasing. It's just, you know, what do you concentrate on? You know, which language should these kids be learning? The one thing, though, I need to say is I'm finding that most of our kids, of our children, can't even speak English correctly. I mean, look at me. I'm even fumbling over my words. You know, I love the fact that we're teaching kids a second language, whether it be Spanish, Mandarin, Arabic, fine. Learn a second language, it's great. Just be bilingual. But I don't see them grasp the English language properly. Remember we were talking about how we have a generation now of autocorrect spellers who don't even need to learn how to spell because their iPhones autocorrect or they have the spell check that they have on their word processing program. You know, so if we don't have a generation of students that actually have a good grasp of the English language, you know, I don't know how well they're going to grasp a second language. And I think we need to change our standards in our school because everybody else is graduating all over the world learning two languages. You know, everybody in Europe is bilingual. When you're in Israel, you have to learn English and you have to be fluent when you graduate. And it's amazing how I see many foreigners have better English, better grammar than us Americans. I mean, look at the radio hosts. And you all know why my grammar is a little bit lacking. I learned two languages when I was younger. One spoke too quickly. The other one had a very thick accent. So I got by. I got by. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, in my home, I'm going to make sure my kids speak correctly. Even if they text me or email me, I'm going to correct the grammar. I want to make sure they have a great English foundation. I'm going to be teaching them Spanish because I think they're going to be really competing for jobs and having a difficult time if their colleagues are bilingual, especially if they live in the southern United States, even back east. Hebrew, I'd love for them to learn Hebrew, and they pick it up, but I mean, that's a tough language. Hebrew's tough. Arabic, very similar to Hebrew. You know, somebody could argue, why don't we teach these children the Romance languages, Latin? Give them a Latin basis, because then they could pick up the Italian. They could pick up the French. I forgot how similar French and Spanish is. You know, my son's taking French in school right now, and I could understand most of what he's saying just because I have a good Spanish background. So somebody could argue we need the Romance languages. But I was just kind of shocked that the school would be teaching Arabic. I was kind of shocked by that because it's not a base that you could platform. You can't use that as a platform to learn all these other languages. But then again, I mean, you have to learn Russian individually, Mandarin individually. So that was interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for those of you in Los Angeles, you are not going to be able to bag your groceries in plastic bags anymore. Los Angeles has become the largest city in the United States to ban plastic bags from supermarket checkouts. Environmentalists are very, very happy because right now they state that we use 2.7 billion plastic bags a year. L.A. City Council withstood strong lobbying from the plastic bag industry. There's an industry for everything. Voting overwhelmingly on Wednesday to ban single-use plastic bags. Now, but I think what happens is if you don't get a plastic bag, if you want paper, I think you have to pay 10 cents, which means you're going to have one of those recyclable grocery bags. Now, that's nice. It saves the environment. But remember we were talking about how these recyclable grocery bags harbor germs? Which means you better wash it pretty frequently, and you need to remember to bring it. If not, you're going to be charged for paper. So I guess we don't get that paper or plastic choice. Huh. You know, when I was in L.A., there's a water tax. You're actually taxed on the water bottles. I think you have to bring the water bottles back to get the money back. I'm not sure what's going on over there. I'm going to be going to L.A. this weekend. We'll see. I'm still going to do my show Saturday. I'll leave after Saturday, but You just wonder. I mean, I think everything gets taxed in L.A. I mean, they're having a huge budget crisis. But if you don't want to spend money on paper bags, you're going to have to come up with a, you know, you know what I see is I see guys coming in there with backpacks. So I don't know how they're going to do this. You know, if somebody refuses to pay for the brown bag and there's no plastic bag and they don't have a reusable bag, how do you get to take your groceries? Or are they going to do it Sam's Club style where you just have the groceries in your cart and then you just unpack them? I wonder if that's going to go, because I could just see somebody arguing they're not paying the 10 cents per bag. I mean, when I go grocery shopping, I go once a week, and we're talking like 2-3 cartfuls. So that would be probably, I don't know, $20 in paper bags? I don't know. All right, guys, we'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.